Pope Benedict XVI was scheduled to celebrate Mass in Havana's Revolution Square on Wednesday, concluding his two-nation tour of Latin America. The Pope's trip to Mexico and Cuba is his second journey to Latin America. He visited Brazil in 2007, where he addressed the CELAM, the Latin American Episcopal Conference. The president of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America, Cardinal Mark Ouellette, spoke to Philippa Hitchin about the significance of the trip.
So you saw the enthusiasm of the people. So I was very much struck by the welcoming of the Holy Father and how the people were on the street. And so I think I saw a million people, you know, welcoming the Pope and young people. So
people crying, "We are the youth of the Pope."
Yes. And so since we are following, you know, immediately after, so we saw the emotion of the people on their face, you know, their tears and impression. So the people is welcoming the Pope also in the faith. It is not just a chief of state that is coming. That's the father of the Catholic Church, and he is received as such. So this is part of a fruit also of a parricida. So this handing on the faith to the new generation, you saw the people had a contact with children and with the youth. And here I speak of Mexico, we see that the church is young and the church is alive, and that there is a Catholic culture in spite of big challenges, you know, of poverty, of violence, of so the things that have been mentioned more by the people who welcome the Holy Father than by the Holy Father himself. So he was, he is addressing, you know, the people of Latin America from the heart of the faith, from Jesus Christ. And I think that's what the people need. I could say that from what I heard before, that the church, the different dioceses are really implementing the vision of Aparecida. They are sharing. I've heard them sharing, you know, their experiences. And each diocese goes on its own rhythm. And on the occasion of a general meeting of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America, we spent some time. The theme was popular piety as an important dimension of new evangelization. During this assembly, so we had a long moment of sharing on what they were doing, you know, in their dioceses. So, and I think there is hope.
There are many who say that Pope Benedict is much more focused on the re-evangelization of the old continent rather than the new world here. Do you think this visit has, in a sense, helped to focus on the vital role of the church here in Latin America?
Yes, certainly. Just the fact that he had this sort of welcoming attitude of the people, and the testimony of the church in Mexico, I think it's a message for the whole world, how much the Catholic Church is at the heart of the identity, the cultural identity of the continent, of its spiritual and cultural identity of the continent. And the Pope's visit is certainly a factor of reinforcing this identity and bringing it to its core, to the person of Jesus Christ, to the heart of Christ, Christ the King, and Our Lady of Guadalupe. You cannot understand Mexico and Mexicans without Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's part of their DNA, you know. And so the Pope has been confirming this Catholic identity, encouraging them to to go further and to also to turn to God. And, you know, they are facing difficult problems of poverty, violence, challenges of the families. And so he invited them to turn to God and to ask for a pure heart, for a purification of their heart. So it's an extraordinary message, you know, and to follow Christ. And the heart of Christ is not a heart for domination. It's for service. It's for real love and solidarity.
In both Mexico and Cuba, the church has had an often conflictual relationship with the state. In what way do you think this visit can help, especially in Cuba, where the situation remains so very tense? How can this visit help, perhaps, to provide the church with greater freedom to serve the people here?
So in Cuba, there is a springtime of faith. That's what I've heard from the Cardinal Ortega. And we have this sense. We cannot expect here the same reaction of the people, obviously. It doesn't need explanation. But there is an opening to the Catholic Church and to the work of charity. But the Pope insisted on the faith. You know, revitalizing the faith is key for the future of Cuba, for the reconciliation of all Cubans, for them to really work together and to look forward and to reshape their identity out of the tradition of the Catholic Church, which is also part of this culture.
We've also heard the Pope reiterating his predecessor's famous words, may Cuba open up to the world and the world open up to Cuba. This visit is clearly being watched closely in Washington as well, and indeed in your own country, Canada. Do you think it can in any way help to increase dialogue on this political level?
I hope so. This is beyond my competence. And it depends on politicians, but I hope there will be more opening also from all sides. I mean, from the world to Cuba and from Cuba to the world. And that not only the Catholic faith will be allowed, you know, more freedom in education, for example, and that is a very important field. But also, you know, the coming of with Canada. So the relationship was always good. And Canada did not put an embargo on Cuba, and it was vital for the survival of the island. So the bonds are good, and so hopefully it will expand.